local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, dawn breaking on another beautiful spring day on the 23rd of April. It's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right now, 54. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got an accident with injuries. I-10 eastbound between Canal Street and the Wallace Tunnel. About a half a mile delay there. Another accident with injuries at Bellingrath and Highway 90. Also working Butler Street and Carter Street and University and Ziegler. Those are without injuries. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Call them today or stop by their showroom in Robertsdale on Highway 59. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. PersonalEdgeFitness.com.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings in Washington. Democrats talking impeachment in Montgomery. Republicans talking lotto. That and a whole lot more on the way. First, let's catch some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A silver alert has been issued for a missing 81-year-old man. Robert Lee Robinson was last seen 6 p.m. on Monday at his home in Prattville, and he could be anywhere in the state. The Prattville Police Department confirms that he suffers from dementia and diabetes. The 81-year-old man was last seen leaving in a 2003 GMC Envoy with the license plate number THA146. Anyone with information on Mr. Robinson's whereabouts is encouraged to call the Central Alabama Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. That's 215-7867. A former youth soccer coach from Mobile is once again facing child sex abuse charges. 49-year-old James Eric Ackerman was booked into the Shelby County Jail on two counts of sex abuse of a child under the age of 12 charges. Last year, Ackerman was arrested in Mobile County last September, also on the same charges with a child under the age of 12. That case is now headed to a grand jury for indictment consideration. And since that 2018 arrest, a second victim has since come forward, alleging he also abused them once, roughly between 8 to 10 years ago. The alleged victim and Ackerman do know one another. Ackerman posted his $20,000 bond and was released on Monday. A hearing for Ackerman has been set for next week in Shelby County. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you. And we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for a full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Happening today, a Senate committee vote on one of two lottery bills being debated in Montgomery. This bill, proposed by Senator Greg Allbritton, would limit a lottery to paper tickets. A separate lottery bill would allow video lottery terminals at state dog tracks. If either bill is approved, the lottery would be put on a ballot for Alabama voters to have the final say. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office found the body of a snorkeler who disappeared Sunday night near Destin. The 28-year-old's body was found around 11 o'clock yesterday morning. A Baldwin County woman is recovering at a Pensacola hospital after she was shot several times by her teenage nephew. Deputies say 18-year-old Preston Northen admitted to the crime. Deputies say Northen shot his aunt at a home on Newport Road in Robertsdale. She was laying in bed next to a child when she was shot. The FBI has released surveillance pictures of a bank robber who stole from a bank in Locksley. Authorities say the thief robbed the United Bank on Highway 59 last week. You can see those photos on WKRG.com. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
This is Rhona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Celebrate the beauty and diversity of the Mobile Tensaw Delta during the 11th Annual Woods and Waters Expo, sponsored by the City of Spanish Fort and held at the Five Rivers Delta Center. Discover the Delta with us Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 4 in the afternoon. Have fun while learning through exciting interactive displays, hands-on demonstrations, and one-on-one instruction by experienced outdoorsmen, professionals, educators, and enthusiasts. Mark your calendar, April 27th. For more information, visit deltawoodsandwater.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Saban goes under the knife. It's the end of the road for the Nashville Predators, and Bryce Harper ejected for the first time as a Philadelphia Philly. 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. First, some news on Nick Saban, as Alabama's head football coach underwent a successful hip replacement surgery on Monday. Saban said that he was bothered by his hip throughout the spring and wanted to get it fixed now rather than let the problem become worse. Now, Alabama usually doesn't begin fall practice until early August. That gives Saban just over 3 months to fully recover. Bama opens the 2019 season on August 31st in Atlanta against Duke in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Milwaukee Bucks beat Detroit 127-104, completing a four-game sweep over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo led the Bucks with 41 points. Here he is post-game discussing Milwaukee's first playoff win since he's been on the team.
Just to win our first playoff series with this group right here, it's unbelievable.
The Bucks are the second of eight teams to advance to the second round of the playoffs. They'll face the Boston Celtics next. In the second NBA game, the Utah Jazz avoided elimination with a 107-91 win over the Houston Rockets. Utah pulled away in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Rockets 31-12 and getting 19 fourth quarter points from Donovan Mitchell. Here's Mitchell following the game.
You know, for us, it's win or go home. They made their run, and for us, we just had to push back.
The Rockets still lead the series 3-1. Game 5 is in Houston tomorrow night. Tonight, there are 4 games. 3 teams will have the opportunity to advance to the second round. At 6 o'clock, Toronto hosts Orlando. The Raptors lead that series 3-1. At 7, Philadelphia hosts Brooklyn. Philly leads that series 3-1. At 8:30, Denver hosts San Antonio. The Nuggets and Spurs are tied at 2 games apiece. And at 9:30, Portland hosts Oklahoma City. Blazers up 3-1. And could eliminate the Thunder with a win. In the NHL playoffs, the Carolina Hurricanes beat Washington 5-2, tying the best-of-seven series at 3 games and forcing a Game 7 tomorrow night. Carolina's Jordan Staal scored the go-ahead goal and added an assist in the third period. The winner of this series will play the New York Islanders in the second round. The Dallas Stars eliminated the Nashville Predators with a 2-1 overtime win, ending that series in 6 games. It was a battle of the goalies, with Dallas's Ben Bishop stopping 47 of 48 shots and Nashville's Pekka Rinne stopping 49 of 51. The Stars will take on St. Louis in the second round. In the Major League yesterday, the New York Mets beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-1. Bryce Harper was ejected for the first time as a Philly after he yelled at the umpire from the dugout. Arizona scored 7 runs in the 7th inning and defeated Pittsburgh 12-4. Nolan Arenado hit a home run for his 1,000th career hit, and the Colorado Rockies beat Washington 7-5. And Tampa Bay got back in the win column with a 6-3 victory over the Royals. The LA Angels beat the Yankees 4-3 in 14 innings. 6:16 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, did you get any insight from Nagy last night on...
All kinds of insight. Talked to him about his time as a scout in the NFL and what those guys are doing in this final week leading into the NFL draft on Thursday night. And he gave us his take on Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
The expected number one overall pick to the Arizona Cardinals. And all kinds of great stuff with Nagy. And then after that, we talked with former Viger Wolf Deshaun Davis as he prepares to hopefully hear his name called this weekend.
All right. If somebody wants to go back and check that out, how would they catch sports? If they were not there last night, how would they listen?
That is a fantastic question. You find it on the podcast, fmtalk1065.com, or anywhere else you can get the FM Talk podcast. All Stitcher, right, iTunes, Spotify. Tune in. They're all there.
See, y'all have no excuse.
No excuse.
Go catch it right now.
Got to prepare for the draft.
All right. 6:17 coming right back. Dr. Bill's got our forecast next.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Let's face it, everyday expenses add up fast, even if you watch what you spend. Whether it's a trip to the grocery store or to the gas station, wouldn't it be nice to get something back? Well, with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn 2.5 APY on balances up to $25,000. So while the everyday expenses will always be there, get rewarded with Kasasa checking at Century Bank. We take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, APY annual percentage yield. Qualifications and rules may apply.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, several accidents clearing I-10 eastbound between Canal Street and the Wallace Tunnel. About a half-mile delay already, and one with injuries at Bellingrath and Highway 90, Butler Street and Carter Street, and University and Ziegler. Those are going to be without injuries. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. Now with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. Thank you for your service from StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 620 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Did you see the pretty interesting day for Ed Seafood Shed yesterday? Because we were talking during Midday Mobile with one of the team members from Fight or Die, Chris Koontz. And they had their boat that they rode across the Atlantic in. And then later on, it was pictures of Jimmy Buffett eating some seafood at Ed Seafood Shed.
Man.
Pretty good day for Panini and the gang there.
Seriously.
At Ed's. It's interesting. Somebody posted something up here. Hey, did you see this? Yeah, I saw this, and I saw the Instagram feed of this yesterday. Jimmy Buffett going out with Jimbo Metter. Why was I not on the boat with those two? I could have hung with those guys. But they went for a little Delta tour and then down to the Causeway to eat. Jimmy's got a show tonight down at the Wharf Amphitheater. But, yeah, they took it to the Delta yesterday on Earth Day, went riding around. And can you imagine that conversation between those two?
Oh, man, that is so cool. Yeah. Awesome when Buffett comes back home and to do a little Causeway eating and at Ed's nonetheless.
Yep.
And so awesome.
And the, you know, of course, Jimbo Metter, if people realize Jimbo is the rumor has never been, even though
know I've had the interviews before with Winston Groom and danced around this, but Jimbo Metter, it is factual that the voice and pacing of how Jimbo talks is how Tom Hanks taught himself to be Forrest Gump.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Jimbo's such an interesting guy and such an outdoorsman, and him out there along with Jimmy. Cool stuff. Those pictures over on the Instagram, if you look for Jimmy or you look for Ed Seafood Shed, they're up there. And on Facebook, yeah, I think they're on Facebook too, under Ed's Facebook page. So.
That's really cool. And also a good interview yesterday with Chris Kuntz from the Fight or Die team that rode across the Atlantic. That was very cool to hear from him again.
Those guys are real neat. And there's a new team lined up of veterans to compete this year. We'll talk to that team when they get to be assembled as a full team, start practicing. We'll get them on the show then as well. All right, 621 FM Talk 106.5, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A petition to separate two holidays which share the same day has garnered more than 20,000 signatures. The new bill has just been introduced into the Alabama legislature. State Representative John Rogers, a Democrat from Birmingham, has introduced legislation that would split Martin Luther King Day with the birthday of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. If passed, MLK Day would remain on the third Monday in January. Robert E. Lee Day would be combined with Confederate Memorial Day, a state holiday, which is April the 22nd. So why combine two more holidays? Well, the state would not have to add another holiday to its calendar, which Representative Rogers thinks would help in getting this bill passed. Right now, Alabama and Mississippi are the only two states celebrating the holidays. The late Southern General's birthday has been commemorated since the 1800s, and King since 1983. A petition to end the combined holiday has currently garnered more than 20,200 signatures, with a goal of 25,000 signatures on CARE2's website. The bill has been referred to the House Committee on State Government. A bank robber remains on the run this morning, and now the FBI is hoping your tip can put this person behind bars. The FBI has released a picture of the suspect who held up the United Bank on Highway 59 last Wednesday, just before 1 p.m. According to investigators, the suspect left in what they believe was a blue and tan Ford Expedition. If you have information which can assist in this ongoing investigation, you are encouraged to call the FBI at 251-415-3244. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5. Yep, another beautiful morning here as we get started. 54, heading for a high right around 80. Dr. Bill, about 10 minutes away. Talk about our full weather forecast for today. Look forward through the weekend, even into the weekend. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. All right, a couple stories that have got my attention here. On the national front here, number one, we'll get into in just a little bit. Democrats, will they move to impeach? They had a big conference call amongst the Democrats yesterday talking about that. We'll get into details on that. And speaking of Democrats as well, the action is ramping up, of course, for 2020, and the Democrats that would like to challenge President Trump for the White House. Yesterday it was Senator Kamala Harris pledging that if she were elected to be president, she would, well, I'll let her tell you in her own words, she would do what?
Specifically, what I will do is put in place a requirement that for anyone who sells more than 5 guns a year, they are required to do background checks when they sell those guns. I will require that for any gun dealer that breaks the law, the ATF take their license. And by the way, ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Well, the ATF has been doing a lot of the A and the T, but not much of the F. And we need to fix that.
Also, she's saying she would, if the Congress doesn't move on gun safe, what she says is reasonable gun safety laws, she will move with an executive order to do that. Remember, we talked so many times, people get so excited about executive orders when people with their political bent are in the White House, and I often caution that, you know, the sword cuts both ways, pendulum swings back, all those kind of cliches. Mm-hmm. Just something to keep in mind. Also, talking about Washington, Supreme Court gets the census question, something we've talked about for like a year or so here, as the state of Alabama enjoined in a lawsuit with three other states against the federal government, and this question about how they determine the number of people in a given district. Why it makes a The real practical matter for the state of Alabama is it looks like we could lose a congressional district on this next census. The idea being that the census question is going out without determining whether people are citizens or not, just looking at the people in regions, other regions growing faster. But the theory is there's a lot of people that aren't citizens that are being counted there. Supreme Court this week will hear arguments in the Department of Commerce versus New York, a case that decides whether the Trump administration can now move forward in requiring a Census Bureau to ask whether people or not, whether or not people are U.S. citizens in its 2020 count. The justices are hearing arguments in the case today with a decision due by late June and will allow for printing forms in time for the census by April 2020. The fight over the census question is the latest of the immigration-related issues between Democratic-led states and advocates for immigrants on one side and the Trump administration and some Republican-led states on the other, like Alabama. Democrats argue that adding the question would damage the overall accuracy of the census and cause millions of Hispanics and immigrants to go uncounted. That, in turn, would cost several states seats in the U.S. House and billions of dollars in federal dollars determined by those census results. That's the point, argue many Republicans, including Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall, who says states who invite illegal immigration should not be rewarded with better representation in Congress. Supreme Court last year upheld President Trump's ban on visitors to the U.S. from several mostly Muslim countries. The court also temporarily blocked administration plans to make it harder for people to claim asylum and is considering an administration appeal that would allow Trump to end protections for immigrants who were brought to this country as children. But the raw of this on the census part is this idea, and it goes down to a question. It's what did the founders want? And that's what Supreme Court is trying to figure out here. But I would say it's worth the discussion, and we can have this discussion after 8 o'clock or any time on the text line at 343-0106. If the census is there to apportion representation, right, and that comes the dollars and all that, but first, to apportion representation, I ask, of whom? Is it just people, or is it citizens? And I would argue that the base question here, that's it. Before you go into all the permutations of how many dollars and congressional districts and all that, if we're apportioning representation, is it representation of citizens or representation of people? And I think that boils down to what SCOTUS will be looking at and we'll talk about right here on FM Talk 106.5 coming up after 8 o'clock. Plus, Quinn Hillier joins us. He moved into the, imagine that, back into the President Trump fray.
No, and, not Quinn.
Yes, and has a story over at the Washington Examiner that has a lot of people talking on social media, a lot of national people talking about it, and he'll speak with us coming up at around 8.05. All right, Dr. Bill's got our forecast. He's on the way in next. Let's check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An off-duty firefighter helped save a man who was shot in his face. The firefighter spotted the man driving on Massachusetts Avenue in Escambia County, Florida last night. Police were already on the way after someone heard the gunshots near Oakwood Terrace Apartments and called 911. The victim was taken to the hospital. He told police he was shot during a drive-by shooting. In court today for a bond hearing, the man who allegedly shot at Mobile police, Tommy Goldman, is charged with attempted murder and attempting to elude police. Thursday night, police tried to pull Goldman over near Government Boulevard, but he sped off, prompting a chase. He was captured Friday near Bonefish Grill off Airport Boulevard. Parrot heads will flock to Orange Beach tonight. Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefers Band will perform tonight at the Wharf. Buffett kicks off the Wharf's summer concert series with his Son of a Sailor tour. And the Supreme Court hears arguments today about whether the Trump administration can include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
What we do is who we are. Whether you're a nurse, a carpenter, a truck driver, or a salesperson, our work defines us. And when we can do what we love and help others at the same time, that's when you know you've found a rewarding career. The Alabama Department of Labor is committed to helping you get there with on-the-job training, work-based learning, apprenticeships, and more. So when you're ready to begin your next career, ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the Easter attacks in Sri Lanka that killed at least 321 people but offered no evidence. Sri Lankan officials have blamed a local Islamic extremist group for the attack, saying they were in retaliation for the murders at two mosques in New Zealand. Ivan Watson reports that would be an escalation.
There's some questions about this organization, National Tawhid Jamaat, which up until now had been linked with little more than some vandalism of Buddhist statues.
In Huntsville, Alabama, a Madison County Sheriff's deputy is on administrative leave this morning after posting a homophobic comment on Facebook about a gay teen who killed himself. California state legislators are considering a plan intended to encourage more banks to do business with marijuana companies, many of which have been shunned by thousands of financial institutions. Pre-market trading is mixed on Wall Street. Dow futures up 26 points. S&P and NASDAQ down a fraction. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A new report by the government's overseers of Medicare and Social Security is urging lawmakers to take action sooner rather than later to address shortfalls in the financial condition of the government's bedrock retirement programs for middle and working class Americans. The report says Medicare is headed toward insolvency by 2026. Social Security would become insolvent in 2035, though that is 1 year later than previously estimated. Samsung is pushing back this week's planned public launch of its highly anticipated $2,000 folding phone after reports that reviewers' phones were breaking. The company had been planning to release the Galaxy Fold in the U.S. on Friday, but instead will now run more tests and announce a new launch date in the coming weeks. The delay is a setback for Samsung and for the smartphone market generally, which had been pinning hopes on the folding phone as a way to catalyze creativity in the industry. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, more of this, please. I like it. Another great morning.
And another nice day ahead. We should get up around 80 degrees this afternoon.
It's going to become a little more humid today, mainly because the wind is going to be out of the south this afternoon at around 5 to 15 miles per hour. That's going to start to bring some moisture into the air, but otherwise pretty good with mostly sunny skies. Tonight, with that increase in humidity, we will likely see some fog develop after midnight. So tomorrow morning, you could see some patchy fog at daybreak. Tonight's low will be in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow will be a partly cloudy day and, again, more humid. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s tomorrow afternoon. Now, after that, a storm system will be moving out of Texas. That low-pressure area will move right along the coast of Louisiana, Mississippi, and then into Alabama late tomorrow. And so tomorrow will be a cloudy day with a good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms. Most of that will be in the afternoon and then on through the evening hours. I don't expect any severe weather at this time, mostly in the form of showers for tomorrow and tomorrow night. And then on Friday, that low moves past us. A few showers are possible in the morning. Friday, we should see a high of about 80 degrees and partly cloudy. And dry air moves in for the weekend. And as I mentioned yesterday, we should have a pretty good weekend with sunny skies and about 82 degrees for Saturday and Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill. So just some rain in the mix, and we get it done during the weekend in the evening. That's pretty good. That's a win.
That's right. Our best chance then for rain tomorrow, although there may be a scattered shower in the morning. But for Thursday in the morning, may be a few showers, but then it's in the afternoon and on into the evening. Thursday is when we should have most of the shower activity.
All right, Dr. Bill, sounds great. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, cherry pies in the news.
Cherry pies. Okay.
Cherry pie news coming up. We'll see what the FDA wants to say about the cherry pies. Yes, the government getting in the business of cherry pies.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's what it is. 6:38 FM Talk 106.5. Also, a reminder, coming up this afternoon, well, that's really this evening, you've got the Exporium. They've got their Crawfish in the Courtyard event. The Junior Auxiliary. Maybe that's not the name. Let me see what they call themselves. Let me tell you what happens. What happens is they raise money. That money goes to help kids in our area go to summer camp at the Exporium.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crawfish event tonight at the courtyard there at the Exporium.
The 10th annual.
Yes, the 10th.
Crawfish in the
courtyard. Wow, a decade of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, what's the official name of the group?
But it's a Junior Advisory Board.
Advisory, not advisory. That's what slipped me. Okay, Junior Advisory Board.
They say a Cajun-themed fundraising soiree.
Whoa.
Fancy.
Fancy.
Yeah.
And plus, they got that media crawfish eating contest and all that. We'll talk about that, but that's coming up this evening out at the Explorium. Starts at, is it 6?
6 p.m., that's right. Explorium, the Junior Advisory Board.
See, that's what happens when I try to do stuff off the top of my head. So crawfish and cherry pies in the news, and we'll get to it next.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Tossing food wrappers and soda cans can be expensive. That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. If you don't learn your lesson the first time, the second fine will cost you $500. Put garbage in its place. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Officers still there at University and Ziegler, Bellingrath and Highway 90. Also, I-10 eastbound right before the tunnel. Looks like it's clearing. State troopers on the scene of an accident at Wolfhead Park Avenue. Two cars involved there as they've got radar northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Welcome back to Market in the Park, starting this Saturday, April 27th, and running every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Be at Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get the details at special events. Mobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
640 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Remember, text line is open at 343-0106, 343-0106. Love to hear from you. And also, we'll be turning up your voice on the phone line after 8 o'clock. So remember, text now and call later. And right now, check headlines out with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we now know the name of the driver who helped trigger a police chase and multiple fatalities earlier this month. The Baldwin County coroner confirms a 26-year-old Dominic Scotty Garcia Jr. of San Antonio, Texas, was the man who led Baldwin County deputies on a high-speed chase going the wrong way on I-10 on April 1st. That chase ended in a fiery crash with Garcia only being identified through his dental records. Also killed 81-year-old Joseph Andrews and 54-year-old Kevin Andrews. Their vehicle was hit head-on by Garcia. Garcia also had two passengers in the car with him, and they were also killed. One has been identified as 34-year-old Crystal Lee Moratti of Converse, Texas. It could take months to identify the second person since they did not have dental records on file. A very scary scene for a Mobile woman asleep as police say a man entered her home at the Barrington Park Apartments just before 2 a.m. yesterday. Victim says she was asleep in her bedroom when she was startled out of her sleep by a loud noise. She woke up to find an unknown male opening her bedroom door. When she asked him what he was doing, he took off running. The woman was only able to get a brief look at the suspect, who she described as having a light complexion and approximately 6'2". He also was wearing a red hoodie, she says. Once the person's caught, they will be charged with burglary in the second. This investigation is ongoing at this time. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Story from the Chicago Tribune. President Donald Trump may soon be able to claim a sweet victory for his deregulation push, with officials preparing to get rid of decades-old rules for frozen cherry pies.
Ah, about time.
This is the kind of deregulation you can sink your... Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Sink your teeth. So cliche.
I love it.
Emails show that the Food and Drug Administration planned to start the process for revoking the standard for frozen cherry pies this week, followed by a similar revocation of the standard for French dressing. I love the fact that FDA's got cherry pie and French dressing regulations.
Genius.
Plans to get rid of obscure rules that have been tucked into President Trump's administration's deregulation agenda. I'm for it. I'm all for this. Let's deregulate the cherry pies. Standard for an array of foods, including cottage cheese and canned peas, were put into place decades ago to ensure a level of quality. They spell out how products with specific names can be made. You've heard this before, too, when it's stuff like a, if you want to call it cheese, it has to have a certain amount of, you know, this is cheese product versus cheese.
You know, yeah, how they have so to, you know, you're not getting a big block of fake stuff.
Right, but I mean, they'll use the word product, like whatever it is, would be like cheese product or cottage cheese product,
right,
which means it doesn't have enough of the, I think, milk in it or something. Well, on the cherry pie side, the rules for frozen cherry pies, just the layers of government. I love it.
Layers.
Yes, the delicious flaky layers. The rules for frozen cherry pies say, by law, they must be 25% cherries by weight, with no more than 15% of the cherries being blemished.
Okay.
So,
no blemished cherries.
No blemished cherries. And that means there's somebody who tests that stuff. It's not always clear why some food terms have standards and others don't. The rules are seen as arcane by many and a sore spot in the food industry, with companies saying they prevent innovation or prompt lawsuits. Can you imagine being the person that sues because you had, it looks like there's 17% blemished cherries in my cherry pie. The FDA...
They're out there.
Oh, yes. Just waiting. Danger. The FDA under Trump said it plans to update these standards. Lee Sanders of the American Bakers Association said she's hopeful the cherry pie standard will finally be revoked, but it would not make a big difference for the industry. She said, I feel confident our members are producing cherry pies with more than enough cherries, she said, end quote. FDA also plans to take another look at milk, which federal regulations define as coming from a cow. Now, we've heard this one before because of the almond stuff. Dairy industry has called for a crackdown on soy, rice, and almond drink makers that use the term milk. While any changes to milk rules are likely to be contested, getting rid of the standard for the frozen cherry pie is unlikely to be controversial.
There
you go.
I absolutely love this story. And, you know, I hadn't heard of the American Bakers Association until today. But now we've got to get something together. Got to get the American Bakers Association, the American Butchers Association, and the American Candlestick Makers Association. All three together at one time.
When they have their convention, forget about it.
Watch out.
Yeah, serious party. All right. We'll be right back.
Worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you, and we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger, and Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Happening today, a Senate committee vote on one of two lottery bills being debated in Montgomery. This bill, proposed by Senator Greg Allbritton, would limit a lottery to paper tickets. A separate lottery bill would allow video lottery terminals at state dog tracks. If either bill is approved, the lottery would be put on a ballot for Alabama voters to have the final say. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office found the body of a snorkeler who disappeared Sunday night near Destin. The 28-year-old's body was found around 11 o'clock yesterday morning. A Baldwin County woman is recovering at a Pensacola hospital after she was shot several times by her teenage nephew. Deputies say 18-year-old Preston Northen admitted to the crime. Deputies say Northen shot his aunt at a home on Newport Road in Robertsdale. She was laying in bed next to a child when she was shot. The FBI has released surveillance pictures of a bank robber who stole from a bank in Locksley. Authorities say the thief robbed the United Bank on Highway 59 last week. You can see those photos on WKRG.com. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space, close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Nick Saban goes under the knife. It's the end of the road for the Nashville Predators, and Bryce Harper ejected for the first time as a Philly. 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. First, some news on Nick Saban, as Alabama's head football coach underwent a successful hip replacement surgery yesterday. Saban said that he was bothered by his hip throughout the spring and wanted to go ahead and get it fixed now rather than let the problem become worse. Alabama usually doesn't begin fall practice until early August, so that gives Saban just over 3 months to fully recover. Bama opens the 2019 season on August 31st in Atlanta against Duke in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. In the NBA playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks beat Detroit 127-104, completing a four-game sweep over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo led the Bucks with 41 points. Here he is post-game discussing Milwaukee's first playoff win since he's been on the team.
Just to win our first playoff series with this group right here, it's unbelievable.
The Bucks are the second of eight teams to advance to the second round of the playoffs. They'll face the Boston Celtics next. In the second NBA game, the Utah Jazz avoided elimination with a 107-91 win over the Houston Rockets. Utah pulled away in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Rockets 31-12 and getting 19 fourth quarter points from Donovan Mitchell. Here he is following the game.
You know, for us, it's win or go home. They made their run, and for us, we just had to push back.
The Rockets still lead the series 3-1. Game 5 in Houston tomorrow night. In the NHL playoffs, the Carolina Hurricanes beat Washington 5-2, tying the best-of-seven series at 3 games and forcing a Game 7 tomorrow night. Carolina's Jordan Staal scored the go-ahead goal and added an assist in the third period. The winner of this series will play the New York Islanders in the second round. And the Dallas Stars eliminated the Nashville Predators with a 2-1 overtime win, ending the series in 6 games. It was a battle of the goalies, with Dallas's Ben Bishop stopping 47 of 48 shots and Nashville's Pekka Rinne stopping 49 of 51. The Stars will take on St. Louis in the second round. In the major leagues yesterday, the New York Mets beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-1. Bryce Harper was ejected for the first time as a Philly after yelling at the umpire from the dugout. Arizona scored 7 runs in the 7th inning and defeated Pittsburgh 12-4. St. Louis beat Milwaukee 13-5. Nolan Arenado hit a home run for his 1,000th career hit, and the Colorado Rockies beat Washington 7-5. The White Sox crushed Baltimore 12-2. Tampa Bay got back in the win column with a 6-3 victory over the Royals, and the LA Angels beat the Yankees 4-3 in 14 innings. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost their 4th game in a row and 3rd in a row to Pensacola 7-4. Mobile took a 4-1 lead on a 2-run homer from Brendan Sanger, but the Blue Wahoos scored 6 unanswered runs to take the game. Game 4 of the 5-game series in Pensacola set for tonight at 6:35. It's 6:52 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, University and Sigler and Bellingrath and Highway 90. Still working at Axton. Also got one at Wolfett Park. It's 2 cars involved there. Northbound 65, we look good from Chickasaw to Saraland. And if you're traveling from Tillman's Corner to Theodore, no delays. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
think this will be an extended discussion, maybe. Maybe on the midday show. We're just talking to Mark Holliday in the hallway about the rules on cherry pies and what you can call milk and all that. Who knew? Who knew? But only no more than 15% blemished cherries in a cherry pie as per U.S. law. Glad they're protecting us out there. All right, 6:55, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It seems their checks never arrived in the mail, and now postal employees in Montgomery and Mississippi know why. An investigation was launched by the U.S. Department of Labor, and they concluded that Postal Fleet Services will pay more than $329,000 in back wages and benefits to 53 employees for violations of requirements of the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act and the McNamara-O'Hara Service Contract Act. According to investigators, Postal Fleet Services failed to pay their drivers the prevailing rates for contract work that they perform for the U.S. Postal Service to haul mail in Montgomery and Tupelo, Mississippi. Investigators discovered the employer failed to pay their drivers for sorting mail before their scheduled shifts and for the time they spent driving company trucks from one city to another between local routes. Postal Fleet Services also failed to pay fringe benefits to employees, and they did not maintain records of hours employees had worked. You are just 1 week away from the annual Shrink the Divide gathering. It's next Tuesday, April 30th at 6:30 p.m. at Cottage Hill Baptist Church. The entire community is encouraged to help unify the Mobile area, regardless of skin color or denominational background. The Pledge Group is sponsoring the event, and the evening will feature community leaders and their special guest, Bishop John from Rwanda. He's been awarded the prestigious William Wilberforce Award for his work and has given his life to racial reconciliation. Tickets are free. You're encouraged to RSVP at shrinkthedivide.com. If you'd like more information, visit the Pledge Group's Facebook page as well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:56, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Remember, you can check us out online, fmtalk1065.com. Get the top stories of the day. Also, check out the podcast and download it by day, although we would love for you to go grab a subscription over at iTunes or Stitcher, or if you want to go to Spotify, TuneIn Radio, all those places to get our podcast. Also, speaking of TuneIn Radio, that's how you listen to us on your smartphone. Stream us live on TuneIn Radio. That is the app. Free app for Android or iPhone. I was just using it last night. So
awesome.
Check it out. Yes, go ahead. It's cool, too, because if a text comes in, a call comes in, it pauses the audio, and then you can take the call and then pick the audio back up and not miss anything.
Yeah, like a DVR for audio.
It'd be a AVR.
Or DAR.
DAR. Yeah, but not Daughters of the American Revolution.
No.
Something different. Okay. 6:57, we'll get Doc's forecast coming up and news next.